Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Does your wife know that you're going to this gym?
Yeah, we were talking about it last night when she was waxing my nostrils. She knows all about it. She totally knows. Yes, Rob, she waxes my nostrils. Something I've seen yours, something you could use.
I trim
something mine. You could use. Trimming doesn't... What's the old commercial? Trimming. Who has the time to soak?
That's right. Exactly.
It's a change of venue. It'll be nice.
And it's a different. It's nice. A different yeah. air.
Yes. I mean, and fine. It's summertime. Some summertime.
My family. I don't hate them. You know, some people hate their families.
That's true.
I'm lucky that I love them.
Do you know what medical professional is always available?
Who's that?
An oncologist.
Oh, my God.
This guy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Lexington, Kentucky. Valletta, Malta. Stannardsville, Virginia. Vancouver, Canada.
Yes.
Bel Air, Maryland.
Ooh.
That's my confidence sound when I know the towns I'm talking to. And a ship cruising the Mediterranean Sea. Wouldn't it be great if we were doing that right now?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I am.
You wouldn't want to. I mean, you're about to go to, you know, your brother says that's pretty cool, right? I mean, it's that time of year. It's August.
They say that Boston is the Mediterranean of the greater Northeast.
This is the call I get. What time are you flying in? I'll be there by 10:30. I have to work. I'll do the show from 3. This is tomorrow, right? Tomorrow. I won't miss a show. I'll be on the air with you
guys
from Boston.
Thank you.
He says.
Very nice of you to do that.
He said, okay, I'll be on call. So I won't see you till Wednesday. I said, okay, what do you want me to do with that information? And he said, I'm just letting you know I'm not going to be around. I said, that's why I'm there. I'm going to take your kid to camp. Like, you don't have to explain to me that you're a doctor. It was like we got into like a little argument between brothers about.
Because he was, you kind of knew the deal. Yeah, that you're going out, you're going to have a little R&R up on the Cape Martha's
Boston,
or whatever.
Yeah, Boston.
Boston. Oh, are you going downtown or are you going
straight to Boston, Mike.
You're not going out to the ocean?
TBD. I'm going to because the nanny's getting surgery. Their nanny's getting surgery. So I'm.
Hip replacement?
I'm taking their son.
I thought this was going to be a working vacation for you.
No. I'm taking their son to camp, dropping him off, and then bringing him back.
Because he's a little bitty. He's five. Right?
Yeah, he's five.
It's just like a regular camp. Not like
is Shannon coming with you?
She's coming with me. Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to get any time at their lovely on the water
in the Cape?
Yeah.
TBD. I haven't asked. I know that I got 4 days.
You
of
assume maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. The interaction today didn't yield any great happiness or optimism.
And the missus is also on call this week.
She's on call. Both on call.
So you're helping out a little bit. This is prearranged.
We're helping out. It's not a big deal. I thought it'd be fun to set up the Comrex outside the pool and have a different shot for the day. You know?
They've got one of those up in Boston. They got a pool up there.
Oh, they've got the Playboy Mansion of pools.
Oh, good. Okay. Yes. So that's chill. Yes. So you could chill there for a week.
I've cleaned every tile in the world there. Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Make sure you have swimming attire in case you want to take a dip during one of the commercials.
You should take Shannon to a ball game. Should take her to Fenway.
This is how I know you're romantic. I've thought 0.0% about doing anything with my wife while going there. Isn't that nice? You're right. I should take her somewhere.
Well, I mean, it's a great city and it's fun. And after drop off at camp, how long's the kid at camp? You got to do drop off and pick up?
Yeah, no big deal.
How long's the kid
at
camp?
He's done at, his little kid camp. He's done at 3:30.
So you got the day.
Yeah.
You got the day to roll around Boston. Yeah,
right
have some
after
fun.
The show. What if we did the show?
Oh, wait a minute! You got to pick him up
outside of Fenway.
You got to pick him up at 3:30.
I'm not picking him. My wife's picking him up.
You drop off and she picks up.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were having more fun. I thought you were going to go on a little like what I did up in Maine, although I didn't have a lot
He doesn't like fun, Mike.
That's why I haven't been there in 2 years.
He likes the struggle. He doesn't like fun.
We'll have fun. I just
he likes to R&R it. He likes to go up and live in the big house.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to live in other people's big houses. Yeah, yes,
the big house.
I know you do. I know, but you could sell yours
and
at
buy
a significant profit and buy a house.
Where could
in,
we go? Bowie,
Winchester,
Bowie, Maryland.
Winchester.
Winchester would be great. You could pick me up on the way into work.
You know what? I like Winchester because it sounds important.
That's there right,
Winchester.
Yeah, that's where the Apple Blossom Parade is.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's out 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes past you?
I think 35 or 40, yeah, I think so.
You probably sell your house for a windfall now, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to move, I don't want to move the records.
I think they refinance everything into Carrie's face.
All the money for their refinances.
That's right.
All the home equity. All the home equity has gone into her jowls.
Yeah, into her beautiful eyes.
Well, I didn't know that it was that way. And, you know.
It'll be great. This is
on-call means like he's got to be available.
No, he on-call. That's what I thought. I thought I was like, oh, you're just going to be eating some chips and you just can't have
some. You're going to be sleeping at the hospital?
He'll be at the hospital. But this is the sacrifice they make.
Off. You know? People don't. You know, most people do. People know it from TV shows.
When
know.
Robert's on call at the pizza place, he doesn't have to hang out at the pizza place.
But there are different kinds. There are different kinds of on call. He's on call surgery.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Correct. Correct.
On call doctor. You know, doctor. You know, the doctor from Caddyshack.
Yes. Doctor Beeper.
That's Doctor Beeper. Do you know what Doctor Beeper? Wasn't it Doctor Beeper?
It was Doctor Beeper. Do you know what medical professional is always available?
Who's that?
An oncologist.
Oh, my God.
This guy.
Is that a dad joke?
I think it is, but I just
made
it up.
Did you just write that joke?
I wrote that for all the dads.
You just made that up?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
You see, Mike, cancer can be fun. If you
no, I don't think so.
Just the way you look at it.
It's got to look at it.
I mean, it's the thing about what I remember about our nation's capital. By the way, this show comes to you, if you're a newbie listening to the show, comes to you from West South Florida, where it's been the surface of the sun for the last 14 weeks or so.
Right.
And Washington, D.C., which in traditionally in August, the way it used to be, the inside the Beltway crowd goes amscray in August, and the city has about a 2 week period where it just dies.
Yeah.
And there's nothing going
Congress
on.
Congress.
So, I mean,
gone.
That's it.
I was on a call
not
today.
Yet.
I will not divulge the client out of respect to the client.
Okay.
And this is how you know I'm not making this up, and this isn't shtick. Someone referred to a handful of their team members being in the Hamptons on the call. And Shan's like, that sounds amazing. Like, I've never been to the Hamptons. And she said, actually, I don't know where people go around here in D.C. because we just never have gone anywhere. And then people started naming places people go, like Rehoboth Beach.
Sure.
Or,
Ocean City.
Shannon said, because we never go anywhere.
Yeah, she did say that in a mixed call with 12 people on it.
Yeah.
So...
That's funny.
Hurt my feelings somewhat.
You've taken her lots of places.
Yeah,
sure.
I know that the city, the little town I live in, Georgetown, it's a ghost town right now.
Yep.
Because everybody's gone to their lake houses or their cabins or whatever they have, right? And there's more parking. That's the way I look at it.
There is a benefit. There is a benefit to this time in the summertime.
I will tell you that I believe it's the idea of it being August, and when you are the parent of a 9-year-old, I mean, he's going later than he's gone before. He's going August 17th. Parents, I think August 16th he starts, rather, and it's just
to school on Elvis' death day?
He's going to school on Elvis' death day.
Oh, I don't know about that. August 16th, yes.
Really?
Yes, it will have been 45 years, I believe.
No, so this 2 weeks coming up, it's the last hurrah. Labor Day's gone. Labor Day being the start of everything is gone. At least down in Florida it is.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is up there where you are. Your kids are grown now, so they go to college. So it's totally August up there because they're going to college.
I believe that when they were in elementary school, school started before Labor Day. And school it never did for it never routinely, did for me. Never
routinely
did for me.
Before Labor Day. Yeah. Here. That's
you
the
can
way
get
it
tickets
goes.
To see the Braves and the Sox at Fenway Park for from $35.
Yeah. The Sox are sucking this year.
Wow.
They
I've
are
never
sucking.
Seen that in my life.
And it's an American and it's a National League team. So you can you can roll in there and experience Fenway and go get yourself a great seat and have some fun.
Yeah.
Have a couple of brewskis and then get up in the morning and take your you know, your nephew to work. I mean to camp
work.
Or wherever he's going.
Day
and
baseball.
Then thank you for doing the show. But I mean it'll probably be the highlight of your day the way it's
going. This is I can't $35.
You know. It's
when we went to see Sox Yankees, that must have been like they were like $200 tickets.
Oh,
that was like
I paid a fortune. I paid a fortune back in the day to bring my daughters back when I was making money to bring my daughters on the third base line.
Wow,
right there, and I'll never forget. Elizabeth had a big diet soda, and she was sitting there with a big or nope regular soda. No, it was a diet soda. She wanted to because you know what. You can't start those carcinogens too early.
Right.
Second cancer reference in there. And she gets a ground ball comes over, and the ball girl comes over. And I said, Elizabeth, put down the drink. Elizabeth, you're going to get a baseball. Put down the drink. You're cute. She puts down the drink, got a baseball.
Aww.
I have a picture of them walking into Fenway Park for the first time on the concourse with the Prudential Center in the background, and you're going to be up there in that wonderful world.
$35 for what did you pay to see that soccer game?
Ugh, $250 a ticket. And I
Boston
saw
is the same as DC though. Boston is, however, you will have the pleasure, if I am not mistaken, of being in the city of Boston when the co-eds begin to arrive.
Look out!
No, and no. It's hot. Remember, they moved.
Where are they? Where do they live?
They live in.
I mean, you don't have to mention the town, but they live outside
the
city now.
It reminds me of Chevy Chase.
I know where. Well, there could be 50 of them in Boston.
I don't know.
I know where you're talking about. So you're in the That's boring. That's at
Thanks,
least in
you're
the
really
city.
Selling me on this wonderful trip.
No,
this
I'm sorry, great. But you drop it. Where does the kid go to a camp out in the burbs or a camp
the
in
burbs,
the city?
The burbs.
The burbs.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is it real hot in Boston too?
No, it's fine.
Let's see.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm sure it's great.
What is the forecast for Boston this when Oscar
terrible.
Gets up there tomorrow?
I'm checking
Christ.
Right now. Hold on.
I really didn't.
Are you looking forward to it in any way, shape, or form?
I don't want to go.
You don't want to go? I thought you were going on a vacation.
They called me and said, what are you doing on the second, this Tuesday to Tuesday? I said, probably working. Why? They said, oh, we need kid coverage. Our nanny's having surgery. And I said, okay, what does that mean? They said, if you guys could work remotely, you could help us out because we're on call. And I said, okay, well, I think we could do that. We work remote all the time.
All week?
Yeah. That's it.
Will the kids in camp.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a trip to the beach.
No. Mike, but they have a pool, though.
Friday and Saturday only have a 60% chance of rain.
Oh, what's the temperatures this week?
Thursday, a high of 98.
No. Are you serious?
I am. It is 83 on Wednesday, a high of 83.
Oh.
But 89, a high of 89 on Friday, 83 on Wednesday.
Oh, you're okay. 80s, low 80s.
Yeah.
Down here, it's 95 every day.
Yeah.
95 or 96 every single day.
It's a change of venue. It'll be nice.
And it's a different, air.
Yes. I mean,
and
it's fine. It's summertime. Some summertime.
My family. I don't hate them. You know? Some people hate their families.
That's true.
I'm lucky that I love them.
I don't.
No,
I don't. I don't hate. I just am not happy when I'm up there.
Well, do you know what one of my favorite under-recognized quotes from the movie Psycho is when Norman Bates says, I don't hate my mother. I hate what she's become.
That's not true either, and that was not helpful.
I'm just saying it's a quote from Psycho.
No, I just, it is what it is. It is what it is. And I'm fine with it being, there was a time when a friend of mine, had a similar experience. His name was Mike Schmira.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember
and
him.
He was sitting there, and the person he was speaking to, who is a credentialed, licensed person for this type of activity, looked at him and said, it's odd that the person that he went to, not me, the person he went to, she had a slight accent.
Oh.
And she said, why are you pursuing that? I said, because I think, but if it makes you unhappy... and you know you're going to get the same result every time, why do you put yourself in that situation?
Mm. Mm.
Why are you trying to get something you know you won't get?
Yeah.
And it was like suddenly a little dingy wingy went off in my head. And I said to myself, I mean, he said to himself, okay. And that was about 3 years ago.
You know,
and
it's
then
reminiscent
2 years
the
in
way-
a row, I haven't burned. And here we are at the end of a lovely summer. And it's been great.
Yes.
It's been pleasant. It's been peaceful. I was out on the golf course with my 9-year-old son, playing 9 holes of golf with him alone on a Sunday, having a fabulous day, and it can't get any better than that for me. Is it hot? Yeah, it's balls hot.
Sure.
You know?
You're doing what you love, though.
But having him engaged in stuff with other kids, whereas I could not guarantee that where other people are. That's
correct,
all it
correct,
is,
correct.
Really.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
All it is. Ultimately, as far as I'm concerned, yes, I feel that familiar feeling whenever I'm around that. I feel a feeling of, it goes beyond a feeling of not feeling like I matter. It goes a little further than that. And because of that, I don't choose to put myself in that situation unless it's totally on my terms. And that's where it is. You know, whereas most of my adult life, I was striving to fit in and striving to be part of the gang. I was never part of the gang.
No.
And I will never be part of the gang. And suddenly this person looks across at me and says that to me. And it was like a light bulb went off in my, you know, and I've read people talk about things like that. And, you know, that, you know, Oscar loves going up and doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. And that's fantastic. And I think that's the way.
I'm also the youngest, right? So I guess for me, I don't have children yet. I don't know if I'll ever have kids after this weekend.
Talking about the week?
Yeah, just
you know,
it's been 3 weeks of kids.
In broad terms, we're all the youngest kid.
Yeah.
We're broken.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even though I'm an only child, I was close enough to my aunts and uncles in age that I was sort of like the 9th one of them. So I was like the last of that. So I'm like the youngest of that crew, too.
Pampered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coddled.
Yeah.
We're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And got away with crap that they probably didn't get away with.
But still and striving for attention.
But at the end of the day, did you find resentment? As I did from certain members of the family because you were the baby?
No, I never did.
I did. Did you find any resentment from the brother and sister because you were allowed to skate when they necessarily were
course.
Not allowed to skate?
I can't believe you get to do this. I can't believe you get to go to Cancun. I never got to go anywhere.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. So it's the
but
same.
But the only reason he went to Cancun, Mike, is that there was this guy that needed his kid taken to camp.
No.
That'll be fun. And this is the youngster's name because I forget. We've had Luca here.
Sebastian.
He's 5. This is the little. I can't believe the clock on the wall.
I know.
Oh,
spinning.
My God.
Spinning.
He said, Tio Oscar, do you mind packing Optimus Prime? Because he's got a little lisp. And he said, you mean the one that transforms by itself? He says, yes. He goes, don't forget the charger. And I said,
that's it. That's fantastic. You know?
And how can you say no? Like, you got to throw in your suitcase.
Yeah.
You know, I'll quote a joke from as far as this is the gratitude segment, you know, because I'm sure your sisters, your sister and brother appreciate what you do. Your sister-in-law appreciates what you do.
Yeah.
This was from the TV show that I liked, but then I didn't like all that much, The Old Man with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys finished watching that.
I started out hot,
and then I drifted off. Then I binged it over the weekend.
Okay.
So there's a scene, and it has nothing to do with being funny. It has everything to do with being a dad joke.
Okay.
A lady walking along the beach with her young son, toddler son. Suddenly, giant wave comes up, and the wave crashes down on the beach. She looks him back. Her son is gone. Gone. Mm. Totally gone. And she sits there and she doesn't know what to do. She's no sign of him, no sign of him whatsoever. She looks up to the heavens. She goes, oh, If there is a God, if there is anything, any force, I look up to you right now. Anything, I will change my life. I will change my life. You're nodding like you know the joke. You're nodding with that.
I know the joke.
He knows it, and he's doing everything body language to let me know he knows the punchline.
No, I love the joke. Is all I'm enjoying all right. your telling
so
of it.
She looks up. And says, I'll do anything, please, please. I will change my ways. I will serve you for the rest of my life, my days. I will do that. About this time, she's going on and on, looking up to the sky. And a bird flies down. It's like an albatross. Flies down, dives into the water. When the albatross comes out of the water, she has the toddler son in the beak and lifts the son out of the water and brings the son over and drops it down right next to her. And there he is, alive, breathing right next to her. Ooh. She looks up to the sky and she says, he had a hat. Anyway, that's the joke. It's a gratitude joke. I don't know why.
So Newton, Mass, Mike. I'll be broadcasting from Newton, Mass.
Very named exciting. After Sir Isaac Newton, perhaps.
Yes.
Very exciting. We're excited about having you up there. And I am, I'll be honest with you, the summer has flown by down mm-hmm. here. And we got to, look, as far as people that send their kids to school early, it's like the last week or two before they head off. I don't know what municipalities go when, but they go in August now, and most of the kids go back to college in August. So you are a short drive at that municipality from the city of Boston.
Yeah.
And I think you could
do something
go
with
downtown
the wife,
go and do something with
something,
the wife.
Right?
Yeah,
sure.
Or a dinner after you pick up and say, we're going into town and have
Can
a little fun.
Can 5-year-olds watch baseball? Will they go to a game?
Nah. No. No.
It'd be a lot of work.
And it'd be short-lived. You wouldn't go for any length of time.
Okay.
You know,
can they watch movies yet? Maybe I can take them to the movies.
Yeah, take them to a movie.
Yeah,
you know, my son.
What do 5-year-olds do?
Well, my 9-year-old asked me yesterday if he wants to, if he can watch Caddyshack.
Oh yeah.
And I said no at first, and I said, you know, I'll do what I did with some of the other movies, Shawshank Redemption. I'll edit it at certain points.
Yeah.
I'll pause scenes I don't want you to see. Mm-hmm. You know, and the scene in Caddyshack that you don't want him to see is when he's like, when he goes into the prison and they rape him. That's what I didn't want.
Is that Caddyshack or is that Shawshank?
Yeah, I think you mixed them up.
Yeah, you meant Shawshank.
No, Shawshank. Yeah. Shawshank is when
because I don't
scene.
Recall a
like,
prison rape.
Well, Rodney gets raped by Mr. Wang in Caddyshack.
Hey, don't do that.
We're talking about rape. What is wrong
is
with
not,
us?
Should we get back
right
to
now?
Cancer? Yeah.
I want to get back to Oscar because I have to ask. So Oscar said in the pre-show that you bumped into former WJFK people.
Yes.
I want to hear about that.
Oh, wow.
Because
is
nostalgia.
Now the time?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me those people.
I get a text from JP Flame roughly 3 weeks ago. That says that he's helping Drab T-Shirt's wife set up a surprise party for Drab's 40th birthday party.
You know what? I can play this. I don't get a chance to play this very often.
WJFK.
There you
and,
go.
And Drab just had twins, so he's been buried in fatherhood. And
that's awesome. When you talk about the summer flying by,
yes,
that's the time passage I can't wrap my head around.
Great. Congratulations, Drab T-shirt.
Yeah, Drab. He's turning 40, and
oh my god, that makes me feel a million.
He just turned 40, and then I get so 3 weeks go by, and I don't see an Evite come through or anything like that, and I get a text from, or a call from, you know, them both. And I get a text that says, did you get our Evite directly from his wife? And JP's like CC'd on it. And I'm oh my God, like, I thought I missed it. I'm like, I feel like a jerk. So much has been going on. I must have missed it.
It happens.
And I click on it. It's the next day. And I'm like, oh, I talked to Shannon. I said, let's get out to Topgolf. Let's say hi to Drab. Let's see the crew, right?
Is that where the party was at Topgolf?
Yes, yes. So
it's a good place.
This is when you know your wife loves you. Mike, wouldn't you have loved this? My wife will never do anything like this. In my life, will she ever, 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 never, ever, not even for my 50th, my 60th, she will never do this because she does
have
not care.
Have a big party for you?
A surprise party.
Oh, I think you're wrong. I think she would.
And that's why it would be such a surprise.
Can I stop you right there before you go on and simply say there was a man a long time ago for a 30th birthday had one of the great surprise birthdays of all time. Marriage number one. Just saying. Go ahead. Continue.
Was it a last effort to make it work?
No. It crumbled shortly thereafter.
So.
And that was the real surprise.
We arrive. We arrive early. Don't want to be the late couple that shows up. Makes it all about them.
And that ruins a surprise
and
party.
I know we're far away. We're near you.
Is that the one in Loudoun County?
One Loudoun?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I said, Shannon, please be ready by 4 o'clock. This thing's at 5:30. I don't want any traffic jams. I don't want any drama. Let's get there. So she's ready at 4:15. I said, it's cutting it close. Fine, let's go. For a 40-year-old man, I believe you still need a card and a gift card. It's a birthday party.
Why not?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's thoughtful. You're thoughtful about this.
Yeah, Shannon was like, I don't think you got to get him a present. I don't think you have to get anybody a present at that age. I said,
Shannon,
what kind of friends do you have in your life?
You don't have kids.
No.
This is your form of being the thoughtful father.
Yeah.
You like to do stuff like that.
Yes.
I've been on the receiving end of it. Rob's been on the receiving end of it.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I think like you keep doing what you do.
Yes.
More power to you.
The fact that there is a party, a surprise party, they're putting all that effort in. It's the least you can do to bring a gift.
So we go. We can pick up a card real quick, take care of the card, thoughtful, move on, drive down. She had rented the whole back room for 30-something plus people that had shown up to the surprise party.
That's fun.
And the deal was that they were going to text JP. JP was there. CK was there. They all say hi, by the way. And they're going to text them when they arrive. They're going to want, if you've ever been to a Topgolf, you'll know what I'm talking about. You go into bays and you hit balls.
Yeah.
So this one party room is directly.
I'm a member.
You're a member of Topgolf?
A member?
God bless you.
Oh, that's so cool.
When they opened down here last year.
So.
This year.
They have curtains behind some of the bays on purpose because that's, I guess, where they rent out the party room?
No, that's where the when the female employees come and bring you champagne. Do you want one of the champagne bays?
Topgolf. That's funny.
He arrives with his twins and his in-laws and his wife. They go to a bay. He thinks they're just good. They think they're just going to play golf.
Okay.
Because the curtains are drawn.
That's a great.
No, but it's something to do with his father-in-law.
Something to do with
his
father.
That's a great. That's great coverage and a great ruse to pull off a surprise party.
Yeah.
You're just going to golf. Yeah.
So you hear them outside, and his wife's like, "Well, maybe you should go in there. I think there's there might be something in there." Like she's egging him on to go behind the curtain. And we're all behind the curtain waiting to say surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't know. I'm good. I'm going to start hitting balls. And she's like, no, please. Like, so this back and forth, it's just funny to hear in real time. He comes in and this room explodes with people he probably hasn't seen in like a year and a half because of COVID, having twins.
Sure.
So how many JFKers were there?
Maybe six or seven, like the crew from the Junkies. CK, a bunch of their former interns were there, some of the current coworkers. But more importantly, it was, and I got to tell you, like there is a warm blanket. When you go back to your parents' house and you jump in your, behind the wheel of your dad's car that you used to drive when you were a kid, right? Just to see everybody again. Not even the world of competing radio shows or radio dynamics, but just to see everybody again was very cool. I wasn't expecting to have that feeling. I didn't know.
Well,
how
you
it
had
feel.
That connective tissue with the Junkies, so that's cool. And I think that it's I feel that way about certain people I've worked with, and I just think that I was saying to somebody just the other night. That as far as people I've worked with, if I'm in a restaurant, somebody walked into a room, I would hug everybody except for one person. There would be one person I would not hug if they walked into a room. I wouldn't walk up and give a warm greeting.
You got to name names.
Sam Rogers.
His name did not come up.
I would ignore. I would throw ice cubes at him. I would not.
Yeah.
Because he laid me off twice.
Yeah.
Not once. Twice. He was responsible for pulling the strings to derail my career. Not once, but twice. Everybody else, the on-air people and all that,
made
I would
wait
say,
at Artie's.
Hello.
I remember.
Yeah, you know
remember
what?
Remember wait at Artie's for, I think, 35 minutes?
Yeah, you had a show. I remember.
Oscar brings up a point. The last time I went to any organized thing for a lot of WJFK people was, sadly, when Timmy Obibene
Timmy Obibene and,
And there was a big get-together. Not the funeral. I didn't go to the funeral, but I went to the big WJFK get-together, and it was so comfortable to see salespeople that we had worked with, because that was my first real radio station.
But imagine that gathering on the heels of not seeing anyone ever.
Oh, that's so... Right? It had to
but
be
you
great.
Also don't have, I don't think, the baggage with most of those people, even that I do, because you've kept contact with people. And but like CK and I have multiple communications over the years since he fired me. He fired you too. So I mean,
it's worse for me.
Fired Rob too. You know, but we all stay friends with him.
I hired CK as an intern.
Right.
I hired him as an intern and then he fired me.
I keep contact and say nice things periodically to Michael Hughes.
Yes.
Our former general manager. Don and I do not keep in any kind of regular contact since he went up with those Realm guys. It was tough for me, and it was time to move on. With that said, I have no ill will, none, zero, zed, bagel. The Realm guys, Mark Ronick, Buzz Burbank, those guys. You know, it was a difficult breakup. It was painful. It was not happy. Don't harbor any ill will.
I have let it go as well.
I don't.
Well.
Yeah. You have to.
I can't carry that.
But look, it's so true about time heals. It is. Was it? But I'm talking, I probably would have given you a different answer last year than I do. But I move, you move forward. And when something's not in your mind all the time, you know, you do that. With that said, it's not a comfortable situation at all, you know. And it was just like, but that's what it's all about. So if you're in a situation where just because you've gone one way and they've gone, but you didn't have that real nastiness. And with CK, we really didn't.
No.
CK didn't want to can Oscar. He didn't want to can me. Really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But so that's got to be a kind of a cool feeling to
say. It was great.
This was part of
everybody.
My life and here I am.
Yes.
Right?
It was, and outside of that, just people that you knew prior to the pandemic that, look, let's be honest, if you're listening to the show, the majority of people, whether it was age, you're caring for a family member, or you had kids, you created these little pods in your world. My pod was Podville, you know, with everybody that works here. So you weren't going out to other pods. Like, it was just, this is all you had.
Right.
Because I didn't want to get my mom sick, so you weren't going out.
I'm even smaller
things.
Down here because I'm in my own home.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I've become so conditioned to being in my own home. I do not, and I have to be honest with you, socialize anywhere near the way we used to, even down here. And it's just, it's different. Our worlds are smaller. It's why we're more divisive now, I think, because we're in our
echo chambers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But it's cool to see all the guys
your friend
there again.
That you spent, you know, 15 years on different iterations of radio show or podcast, that maybe they just growing up, but then he's got two twin girls.
Was he psyched to see you?
Oh, he's so excited. But also just to see him as a dad walking in with his daughters, like
had
holding
to be
them.
Surreal. Surreal.
You're like, you feel like your brother had kids and it's the first time you get to see them.
I have to ask this. Was your old partner there? Was he?
He wasn't there. I was actually shocked.
That's tough for him. I mean, I would imagine because he had a situation too there, and it's a little more fresh. So
I felt like it wasn't my place to ask or get into. I made the best.
It's a weird business. Yeah. I mean, they're all weird businesses, but that's cool. So you had a nice warm and fuzzy feeling after
and
this.
I've also felt like I went to Top Golf 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It has evolved into a place where you wish you had one around the corner.
Yeah, it has. The one down here, the new one, they've expanded like an MF-er.
Yeah. I didn't know Callaway owned them.
Well, it's a little sketchy as far as the organization of the one down here. you know, as far as just getting set in there. Okay. But I'd love him as an advertiser because I'm a member. I'd love to love to get him on the show. And you can recognize him anywhere you go. Well, it's just you don't pay a monthly, you pay. You get him for free.
I'm peeved that Oscar was that close to my home and didn't drop in.
Oh, no.
You should have.
No, we see. You were at the beach.
The biggest fan of Drab ever should have been, who just cheated death, should have been invited to the party. He was the biggest
top of mind.
Yeah.
I don't know who was, I mean, which were you more disappointed about?
What?
Not being invited to Drab T-shirt's birthday surprise.
Well, it was JP's birthday,
not going
it?
To
Drab T-shirt. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Drab T-shirt.
40th.
Oh, okay. Twins. It was organized by
this guy.
Okay.
So it was organized by JP.
Okay.
He set the whole thing up for Drab.
Because
Drab's the producer of the Junkies now.
His wife.
Yeah,
okay.
His wife did. Yeah. That's very nice. Yeah. Which are you more disappointed? Now that we've established,
what happened?
Gotten you back on track listening to the show. Which are you more disappointed? Not getting invites to that or not getting invited to Bola Blank's wedding?
Oh, God, that's really tough.
You were so mean to both of them. You really were.
Yeah, it was really
that's
awkward.
Who Rob would
like,
be mean
us forever.
To.
Yes.
I was the meanest.
What's wrong with Rob? I'm like, I don't know.
Who said that? Bo LeBlanc would say that?
No, Drab said that.
Drab would say that.
We actually,
was mean.
We had a talk after the fact. Yeah, and I apologize.
You had a talk?
Yeah, we did. After our
I didn't know this. What was this about?
After our State Theater show.
How did that go?
It was good. I apologized. I said I was
with
over the
sincerity
top.
He's giving us right now.
What does that mean?
I remember the apology was very awkward.
Well, it was an awkward situation, but I also
were you there for the apology?
Yeah, if I recall correctly, it was off air.
Yes, it was.
And I had to tell you to go apologize.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had hurt his feelings.
No, don't say that.
It's
did
true.
You really?
Yeah. I didn't know
he
I'd
told
hurt
you
his
to
feelings.
Apologize.
Yeah. Well, he told me that Drab was a little upset. And I said, "Oh, I didn't certainly mean that." And I apologize.
Like upset over the long haul? You mean like
no?
Like,
I think mostly
like
from
aggrieved.
No, I think mostly from that show that night.
That night was uncalled for on stage.
Oh, when we had the dual show?
No, we had a live show,
and they were a surprise.
And they
walk-on.
Were guests, and then Rob was just a maniac and rude and disrespectful to Drab.
To Drab,
yeah. In retrospect, I feel bad about it. I do. I didn't mean.
He
to
felt so
choice.
Bad. He felt like the urge to. Go and apologize after I asked him to go and apologize.
After I found out that it hurt his feelings, of course.
It's such a nice fuzzy moment. Now it turned mean again, but that's WJFK, that, yeah,
that's what
everybody.
We do.
But to be honest, I was meanest of all to Blue Shorts.
He was there.
Didn't he go up through the ranks too?
Yeah, he's winning. He's winning at life.
Yeah, he owns Westinghouse now.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with the homepage right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm sorry.
It's all fun and games on the latest bonus show. And for some highlights, let's go to the tape.
I am good to go.
Dig in, and there we go.
Do you have a nice chest?
Hey, man, it was on a strawberry milk.
Can I just say that the work and effort put into this game is, I'm brought to tears.
I had a notion in my head.
Well, why don't you execute it?
I have been.
No, oh, it's been terrible.
I have a green Sharpie. Sharpie.
He needs a whore that snores.
A snoring whore?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
The TMOS bonus show is that fifth hour of funny you can only get with a subscription. Get one today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And now we're done, right? She says right.
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 Hey, what goes with a great summer vibe? How about a checking account with no monthly fees? Like a cool breeze. Chime is a refreshing way to handle your money. With no monthly fees, no maintenance or minimum balance fees, it's how banking should be. When you need to access your money, you can do so fee-free at more than 60,000 in-network ATMs at many locations like most Walgreens, 7-Eleven, and your local CVS. You can also send money to anyone, even if they aren't on Chime. Fee-free for you and no cash-out fees for them. Chime. No monthly fees, no vibe-killing fees. Sign up for a Chime checking account. Only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. Let me give that to you again. That's chime.com/TMOS. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees apply except at MoneyPass ATMs in a 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven location and at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Other fees such as third party. Can I record this off air, please, for God's sake?
Of course.
Other fees such as third party and cash deposit fees may apply. Thank you very, very much.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to
know. I found
this is the homepage.
I found a community calendar for Boston. I can take my wife to Shakespeare on the Common.
Very good. Cultural.
Yeah,
cultural. Yeah, I wouldn't go. Anyway, Johnny Depp has earned over $3.6 million in sales after selling his entire debut art collection. The actor painted four celebrity portraits for the collection titled Friends and Heroes. They include Keith Richards, Bob Dylan, Elizabeth Taylor, and Al Pacino.
Elizabeth Taylor doesn't really fit in, does it?
No, she seems not to break the thing, but, let me see. You got Keith Richards, Bob Dylan, Elizabeth Taylor, and Al Pacino. All dead.
Yeah. What about his attorneys?
Except for Al Pacino and Bob Dylan.
Oh, sorry. And Keith Richards.
And Keith Richards. Well, that's
the jury's out. Did you see the viral picture that goes out there that has Keith Richards talking to the little baby and says, Keith Richards teaching Willie Nelson how to play the guitar. Funny. I said that last week, I think. Depp announced on Instagram that he was selling the collection via the Castle Fine Art website. As noted on the site, the collection became the gallery's fastest selling to date. After selling all 780 prints in just hours, according to the Evening Standard, the website temporarily crashed due to the volume of people trying to purchase the actor's work. Individual frame portraits were sold for $4,800 each.
Wow.
I think I'm going to paint a picture of Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, the complete portfolio of four portraits cost $18,200. These legal fees aren't going to pay themselves.
Hey, Johnny, how come you can buy them each for $4,000, but if you buy all four of them, it's more? Wouldn't you give a discount for four of them?
I was considering that, but what I decided was that after I drank two whole bottles of wine, I did the math incorrectly.
Can I just buy six copies of the Liz Taylor?
Yes. She's eating chicken.
Thank you. On Friday, I report on this because it's there.
Yeah.
But I tried to ignore it, and then I went back to it, and then I said, all right. Will Smith put out a five-minute video where he apologizes for slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. It seems sincere, but it also took him almost 6 months to put it out. The video is titled, It's Been a Minute. And it has. Actually, it's been about 244,000 minutes since the Oscars. Here are a few highlights. You have it?
I have some clips if you want to play them.
Go ahead. Because people are still talking about it. It was the biggest pop culture event of the year.
I want to register a complaint when someone says that it's been a minute. You can't estimate time based on a really solid unit of time.
Here.
You can't say it's been a minute, because if it's been a minute, it's been 60 seconds. So stop saying it's been a minute. Here's how the video opened.
Why didn't you apologize to Chris in your acceptance speech? I was fogged out by that point. It's all fuzzy. I've reached out to Chris. The message that came back is that he's not ready to talk. And when he is, he will reach out. Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
He reflects on his behavior.
I spent the last 3 months replaying, understanding the nuances and complexities of what happened in that moment. There is no part of me that thinks that was the right way to behave in that moment. There's no part of me that thinks that's the optimal way to handle a feeling of disrespect or insults.
And this is how he closes.
I am deeply remorseful, and I'm trying to be remorseful without being ashamed of myself, right? I'm human. I made a mistake. I'm trying not to think of myself as a piece of shit. So I promise you, I am deeply devoted and committed to putting light and love and joy into the world. And if you hang on, I promise we'll be able to be friends again.
3 months is a long time.
It sounds we to also, me like though, the test was really, really approved by a lot of people that he consulted.
Didn't that seem like a Donald Trump press conference?
It seems to me.
Like
I'm
recorded.
Look, yeah, rambled.
Whenever I've dabbled in organized religion, there are two words that turn me on. Hey, man, they turn me on.
Yeah.
Those words are forgiveness and hope. So I'm someone who believes that forgiveness is one of the most powerful things in the world. I don't know what the real deal is. Nobody really does. So this goes out to Chris Rock, believe it or not. Look, I think we have punished this man for what he did. I mean, he got kicked out. He's probably not going to have the same career even close to what he had before.
He's got 50 projects in pre-production.
Okay, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. But counterpoint, what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
The timing is completely on Will's side, where there's, again, 50 projects in pre-production. He wins on his own terms, by finally deciding to say, okay, I'm going to say sorry now, because the heat has probably gotten to him and his manager and his team, say, hey, like, you got
to
say something.
I would assume the heat has gotten to him
before,
for the whole time.
But 3 months later, where, like, he's about to start promoting projects that are already in the can.
Yeah, if
like,
that's
the
case.
Like, the timing is completely in Will's favor. Look, Mike can be an effing monster. Like, enough for you to, like, never talk to the man again. He picks up the phone an hour, 2 hours later, the weekend, maybe 3 days at most, and he's like, I'm sorry. And he's got the ego the size of Connecticut, right?
Connecticut? That's one of Maine. It's one of the smaller states.
I get it.
You know?
He's not. But if you've got an ego the size of you know, the North America, which is probably
Will
Smith.
So do you think then with that point, do you think that he went through a period of time where he, where he's like, I'm not apologizing for anything.
It took him going to India, Dubai, and figuring this out. I get it, but the man attacked somebody in front of the world.
Yeah,
and then was rewarded the highest honor within his own craft.
So, what's your solution?
My solution is this: that apology should have been done in private.
Do you think the apology was all business?
It was all business.
I see that.
What about the part about Chris Rock not taking his calls?
I believe that to be true, and I think
so.
That
what you're saying is you would prefer silence.
I would prefer,
as opposed to the public.
I would have preferred. Hey, this video came out the week after it happened. Mm-hmm. Him apologize at a high level, and say, "I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to figure things out." And I understand that Chris isn't ready to talk, but when he is, I'm going to be here. I'm on his timetable, and then move on. And what I thought within that clip, he apologized to his mom, not his mom, but Chris's mom, who was affected by this, and everybody else. I get it. We got to get past this. But I think unless he makes a Bad Boys 4 within the next 3 months, like, this is going to haunt him for some time.
Well, I also think this has got a little bit of Alec Baldwinism going in. Remember when Alec Baldwin had the shooting on his set?
Yes.
And he tried unsuccessfully to control...
On the side of the road?
He tried to control...
That press conference? Yeah.
Tried to control the narrative.
Yeah.
This is so...
I guess what I'm feeling...
Timed to do that, you know?
I guess what I'm feeling now is just the same way I feel about everything. It's just enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Just let it go. I mean, let the chips fall. I mean, it just, mm-hmm. It's constant. This story is just like, you know, I was all over it. I was excited when it happened. It was something to talk about for people to do what we do.
Right.
Now it's just like all the time on and on and on. And sometimes I just want it to be over.
Yeah.
But I can't mount an argument for what you're saying about the timing because I have no effing idea what the real deal is. I just think it's, you know, It's tough, and it's tough if you're Chris Rock, and it's tough for he's still pissed.
It's tough for the Academy. It's tough for everybody that put that show on, and for it's brutal. Mike, you watch King what's the movie called that he was in? He won an Academy Award for.
Oh, the
tennis movie.
King Richard.
You watch that movie. Before this happened, you forgot it was Will Smith. Now you watch that film, and I can't forget that it's Will Smith.
No?
No.
Welcome to, and it's a much more heinous thing we're talking about here, but welcome to Kevin Spacey land.
Yeah.
You can't watch Kevin Spacey on screen.
No, you can't. You can't.
And a lot of people are going to feel the same way about Will Smith.
Cosby, too. You can't watch Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Cosby, same thing. Mm-hmm. There are people like that that are, it's, you know, the moral of the story, think before you act.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks a lot. There you go. We lost some icons over the weekend. We lost Nichelle Nichols, Uhura from Star Trek. In 2015, she suffered a minor stroke, and in early 2018, she was diagnosed with dementia. But the big news also of the weekend was that the legend, and for people that are Celtics fans, Bill Russell died yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were leading up to Pat Carroll, Mike.
No, Rob, you were leading up to Pat Carroll, but thank you. We lost him at the age of 88. A cause of death wasn't released. He was not well enough to present the NBA Finals MVP trophy back in June because of a long illness. He was the cornerstone of the Boston Celtics dynasty in the 1960s that won 8 straight titles. Don't think that could be done today. And 11 overall during his career. He was a player coach in his last few years with the Celtics and also later coached the Seattle Supersonics and the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento people know Bill Russell.
I didn't know that.
In 2011, President Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his accomplishments on the court and in the civil rights movement. So big, big news and a great picture of him you're seeing all over social media with all those rings on his finger. Yeah. Tremendous, tremendous activist and really a trailblazer. Jennifer Garner is known for her less is more approach to beauty, so it's no surprise she has similar advice for her two teenage daughters. I sounded like Gene Simmons there.
A little bit.
Two teenage daughters, 16-year-old Violet and 13-year-old Seferina.
What was the name, Gene?
Seferina.
Oh, pretty.
In an interview with Harper's Bazaar, she said, quote, I just don't know why I'm reading this as Gene.
I love it. I think it's working. Yeah,
this is a quote from Jennifer Garner. My beauty advice is always the same. Look in the mirror less. Obsess less. And look at the rest of the world to see what you could be using your time for instead. We all look at our faces more than the people used to, and it doesn't do you any good. You obsess over changes or how to fix something on your face. You don't need to wear so much makeup or have such a constant blowout. There you are.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I
am running short on time here. Yes, go ahead.
It's quite tough to like espouse when you're in Hollywood. And you make a living
by
acting, right?
Yeah, well, don't say anything against my girl, though. Please.
That's true.
Jennifer Garner. Mm-hmm. You know, she's royalty. She does nothing wrong. She can do no wrong, Mike. Absolutely. Thank you. Do you think the world would be a better place if we were just brutally honest all the time? A new poll found most people think so, but very few of us have the guts to actually do it. Here's a quick few stats on honesty. 57% of us think it would be better if everyone just told people what they were thinking and didn't hold back. Those people are lying.
Yep.
Because if you do that, you're going to get in trouble. 83% of us bite our tongue a lot and avoid saying stuff that might offend people. I think every day you go through.
You have to be direct, though.
Direct is great. Direct.
Yes.
But, you know, you can't just be anything that's up there, you know?
No.
Man, oh man, those pants were a lot looser on you last year, Christina. Right?
No. I'm talking about like when I see Matt and I'm like, hey, I'm really disappointed in the fact that we had this conversation on Saturday. Okay. And now it's Monday morning.
Thank you.
Sorry.
That's direct.
Yeah.
All right.
And he says, 70, what do you mean? And I'm like,
77 77 of us think we're not going to read the rest of this story. 77%.
Mike, it's up to 78%. It just came in.
And now a little something, something. A struggling marriage may be one of life's greatest stressors and sources of pain.
Yes.
Pain.
What if a simple framework for spending more time together could potentially improve your relationship with your spouse or significant other? Enter the 2-2-2 rule.
Oh.
2-2-2.
2-2-2 Tuesday.
Try and swing a date night every 2 weeks, a weekend away every 2 months, and a week away every 2 years. The rule has its origins on a Reddit thread from 2015 and has in recent weeks reappeared on social media as a form of relationship advice. The lady that was observing this, her name is Dr. I think she's a counselor, so she's not a doctor. She's a psychoanalyst, Kimberly Hersenson. She told Fox News Digital, "I think it's excellent. In order to have a really great marriage, you have to spend time together." So that's the psychoanalyst.
Is there such a thing as too much time together?
Well, I don't know, but the 2-2-2 rule works. Yeah. We use it in our house. We have the 2-2-2 rule.
Do you?
Once a week. We eat too much, we drink too much, and then we feel like number two the day after.
2-2-2.
Two, that's joke. I wrote joke.
2-2-2.
I wrote joke. We'll take a break. We'll come back with something. I write joke after a news story every day. I write joke.
Good job.
Funny joke.
Good job, Nate.
We feel like number two. Let's poop. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. here.
Mike, it's just before 5, actually.
What do you mean before 5?
It's just before 5.
I don't want it to be before 5. It's either 5 or it's not. What are they doing over there?
Well, it's a 79-minute show. They have to start just before 5.
Why do they have to start it just before 5? What the f*** is the problem? I don't f***ing understand this. We've been on this f***ing radio station for f***ing 20 years. I don't f***ing understand this. What the f*** is wrong with KCJJ? Just run my f***ing show at 5 o'clock. I don't f***ing understand it, Rob. F*** you and f*** everybody that wants it to be before 5. What the f*** am I doing? I'm a temperamental artist. Don't you understand these things?
Let's take it again.
All right. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, and I sure hope you join me for the Mike O'Mara Show a little before 5 on the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ.
I like the first take.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
You go back. You go into the closet over the weekend and find some new stuff.
I've had to revamp my iTunes, and I found some promos that I hadn't seen in a while. And that one particularly.
I remember when you were cutting that. I was like, he's serious.
Wow.
Like, why is the clock like that?
Oh my. That's awesome. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. When we decide to lose weight, it's usually not just about the number on the scale. Noom Weight is ready to help. Noom Weight's psychology-based approach gives you the knowledge and support to build lasting results. Noom Weight empowers you to build more sustainable habits and behaviors. To date, Noom Weight has helped more than 3.6 million people lose weight. Your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. The program is based on scientific principles like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT.
Yes.
That helps you understand your relationship with food. It's amazing how flexible the program is, which really works for me. Oscar loves Noom. Mm. I love Noom. Carla loves Noom. Stay focused on what's important to you. With Noom Weight's psychology-based approach, sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today. And I suppose I should tell this little story. Since we just had a Noom commercial. And Rob, I've straightened out my little situation with all the people at Noom, and they reached out. I've been in contact with them, and we're waiting a few days to reinvigorate it and reset it and do all that good stuff. So Noom will be a big part of my life going forward. So it's no secret that I have been in the gym 3 times a week, and these are two things that are sort of related. Love means getting a new scale for a gift. I came home not 3 hours ago. Carla says, "I got you a gift." I'm like, "Oh," and it's a Amazon package right outside.
Sure.
And I'm sitting there, it's boxed, a little bit of heft to it. And I'm like, "Wow, it's great." I open it up, and it's a not just a scale. It's one of them scales that I use when I go see my fitness person that's got the the body mass indicator and the whole thing where you hold the hands and mm-hmm. you do that and you stick it out there and like
he's the fancy.
Yeah, that's a fancy. I say, hey, Carla, thank you. Thank you for working. Mm-hmm. Thank you for working and spending your own money.
Probably a nap.
Like that. I appreciate that.
You can,
yeah, there's so probably a nap. Yeah. I haven't opened it yet, but I got a scale for a gift.
Does it have like a stand-up thing in front of it that you put your hands on?
Yes.
Or is that how it
is? Yeah, it looks like I'm almost on a little scooter.
Yeah.
I had
it's
one.
Not as expensive as the... the ones you see in like gyms
carnivals.
And stuff,
right?
You know, which
with the Toledo
gyms,
the big round dial that says Toledo on it.
Yes,
that's the one where the guy gets
the one.
Your
we
weight.
Have one in the grocery store. We have one that Michael likes to get on the big round one.
Yeah,
the round one.
You guess your weight, and if they miss it, you get a pack of smokes or something. That's how it works out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
I always win. I always win on that because I look heavier than I am.
Sorry.
No, actually, look. No, I look. I'm fatter than I look.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, people don't realize
that. So you trick
them that way? Yes, that's what it is.
Well, I've let's go to King's Dominion and let's bankrupt them.
Well, with you, I wouldn't be able to know where to start with you, you know? I mean, because you got that kind of Shar-Pei look right now with all that skin hanging off you, so I'm not sure, you know?
Well, what would happen is I'd have to tie it off into a knot. I'd cinch it like a pair of jeans.
How is your? Are we down further now? Or
no, we're actually up a couple pounds, but I will tell you this.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, because remember,
I don't know
we
why
thought
I am,
you were...
But
the reverse of Benjamin Button.
No, but I mean, my measurements are still the same. I think I'm holding a little water. Oh,
there he is.
A little cheesecake for the show
Speaking
today.
Speaking of water, somebody just came in from the 95 degree heat.
Hello.
Say hi to T.O. Rob and T.O. Oscar.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. What's up today?
I'm swimming.
Nice. How was golf this weekend?
Good.
All right.
I beat him.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Or I should say, with improper grammar, I'm beating you.
Yes.
I'm beating him.
You beat
I'm
him.
You beat me.
Yeah.
You beat me. You can say I beat him.
I like that he knows his grammar.
No, I'm beating you.
You say I
I'm
beat him.
I'm beating you.
Well, if you're beating him, that means it's something singular. Yeah.
Oh, well, why are you wagging your finger at my son? Yeah, he can't just get out of here. You can't come in here. Doing a very important show. Get out of here.
But I did get some news from the liver guy today. My kidneys are functioning properly. The scores have improved
since
last week. I still have the MRI on Wednesday to verify, but the blood scores came back good. So that's good.
What did you do different?
I stopped taking the diuretic.
Do you have any extras you can pass my way?
The diuretic?
I'd love to lose some weight.
No. I can't wait to get back on them.
Okay.
Wednesday, when I come in here, I will have the news because I'm going to a new place. My trainer is taking me to Muscles Gym.
It's called Muscles?
That's the name I'm giving it. I'm calling. You know, I don't call anything by its real name.
Okay. Can you text it to me so I can look it up?
Is it spelled M-U-S?
Yeah. I'd love to look it up.
Mike, is it spelled M-U-S-S-E-L-S? Named after the shellfish?
No.
Mussels?
No, it's the real mussels.
Mariner. Okay. All right. So have you been there yet, or have you just
heard about
it? No,
I'll be there the first time.
You didn't do a preview visit?
No, I'm going right in, and I'm going to dive in. I'm gonna drive right into it.
Do they have a sauna?
I don't know what they have. They have a lot of equipment.
Because you could, it would be nice to make friends by taking a steam.
All right, I just sent you a text
of
the place.
I'm waiting for it.
And it is, it looks, there are people there with unnaturally
Mike, I thought
built
that was
bodies.
I thought that was your old DJ name.
Yeah, hey man. All right, we got to take another break and come
already?
Back. I don't know, is this, do we... where the hell am I in the show? I have one more break before we do sound down.
Exactly.
Right?
We're not leaving for town yet.
I'm looking
we'll
this
catch
place up.
And we'll let Oscar look at his little thing. we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, it's a typical Monday show. Just flew by. We're just losing track of ourselves right here. We'll be right back, everybody. It is a brand new profile picture of Rob Spiewak. Doesn't look anything like you.
A new online conspiracy theory suggests that TMOS regular Rob Spiewak was secretly replaced in March of 2022. He suddenly disappeared from the show, and when he returned, he was replaced by a man whose facial features resembled Spiewak. He was nearly 100 pounds thinner than the original Rob. Audio evidence online shows clear backward masking that is cleverly added to the end of every TMOS bonus show. Just take a listen.
This is Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, sorry.
Make up your own mind. Get a bonus show subscription and listen closely for more clues. Is it the real Rob or a Spiewak imposter?
All you, baby.
Tighten up. Anyway, are you taking your first trip in forever? And are you worried about it and about the impending travel nausea? Here's good news. Relief Band.
Mm.
That is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband. It's 100% drug-free. It's non-drowsy, and it has zero side effects. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks it. It's like the name says. It's a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief from nausea. And you can change the intensity depending on how you are feeling to make it stronger or weaker. It's that simple. The best thing about my Relief Band is that it works almost instantly. It's so effective, you won't believe it. I loved it when I took it on the fishing trip. Yeah. It was so good for me. So if you're finally taking that summer trip that's been on your calendar since 2020, I've got good news. Right now, you can join the over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer. Just for our listeners, if you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. Remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not have it. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. Yes, I am going to be doing that. And, you know, not only did Mrs. O'Mara give me a scale, which is just another way of saying, you're too fat. I bet they say that thing Fellas. About you. You're too fat. Did you look at the place?
I just sent you all a picture. I'm now following this establishment on Instagram. Speaking of following, a quick note while the guys look at the first picture off the Instagram
that's
page.
That's terrific.
Oscar found the page.
Why does he look so surprised?
He looks like Jeff Bezos.
So what the guys are looking at is the first picture that comes up on their Instagram profile.
Oh,
and when I tell you, listeners, the people that listen to this show and get it,
right.
This is not a gym for any cast member on this show.
No.
Not at all. This is a gym for fit people. This is a gym.
But there are fatties there. There are fatties there too. There are fatties there too. Rob, it's not everybody there doesn't look like that.
I mean, the pictures they're putting up do not show fatties.
That really does not look like. I'll widen the. That's not.
Let me send this one to you.
Mike, that's no one in the radio industry going to that gym. No.
No one. No one in the radio industry.
This is not meant for podcasters or radio guys.
No.
I know. I'm going.
These are professional
gym goers. How did you find this place?
Yeah.
My guy got a job down there.
Okay, so you're supporting the cause.
Well, no, he's the guy. That's where he's going to be working
on.
Want him, I got to go there. That's the way I'm going to do it.
So he doesn't do any private stuff out of the...
I'm not going to be the grease man. Don't worry. I'm not going to be doing that.
I sent you another picture. Mm-hmm. If you run into this guy, please tell him I said hello.
Well, he looks friendlier than the first guy.
Yeah.
He looks like he might want a hug.
That is... What the hell am I doing? I'm 63 years old. What the hell am I doing?
This is the equivalent of Muscle Beach in Venice, California.
I know.
When you join this place, do they issue you the wardrobe that these guys are wearing?
I don't know. I've never set foot in there. I'm going down there. Hey, at least there'll be something to look
Venice
at while
Beach,
I'm there. You
Muscle
know?
Beach, O'Mara Beach. I don't know what you're going to call it. This is fascinating. I would be intimidated in the shape I'm in going to a gym like this.
Yeah, look at the guns.
Does your wife know that you're going to this gym?
You should forward her the picture I just forwarded you. Yeah, we were talking about it last night when she was waxing my nostrils. She knows all about it. She totally knows. Yes, Rob, she waxes my nostrils. Something I've seen yours, something you could use.
I trim
something mine. You could use. Trimming doesn't... What's the old commercial? Trimming
doesn't
and who
help.
Has the time to soak?
That's right, exactly. I think my nose hair is normally in pretty good shape because.
Okay. All right. Let me just imagined you might not.
It is not. Can I take a picture of that?
No,
please?
You may not.
Seriously. Just send it to me. Just send it to me.
Yeah, please. Jeez, this is crazy.
You shouldn't have spoken.
You spoke up. You made.
I shouldn't have spoken.
This is terrible.
You're
Hold on a sec. Let me figure this out.
You're killing me, Rob. You're killing me right now.
Me and my big mouth.
All right. Take a good look. Look up right up there. There we go. Let's see. All right, copy me on that, just to Mike and Rob. I'll let him know. Anyway, this is painful.
I don't want to see this picture ending up on the gym website.
We're good.
Here's the pain of it.
Okay.
And did you send me the picture?
It's sent.
Okay. This is the pain of it is occasionally if she leaves it on a little bit too long, she'll take a teeny tiny bit of skin when she rips out the.
And it doesn't make you cry. The left one looks great.
No, it just hurts. It hurts. You know, I'm gonna give Rob a fair shake here. The right nostril. Yeah, if she gave you the treatment, that would clean that up for you.
Do you think if she pulled it, my head would unravel?
It's not hanging out.
When's the last time you trimmed?
Oh, God, it's been a while. You know what? I'm overdue. You know what? Let's turn this into a learning moment.
Yeah. You spoke up about something you hadn't done in years.
But those hairs are inside his nostril. They're not hanging outside. I've known guys. I have family members who have had long hairs coming out. You've seen the guys.
Mike, have you ever seen the people that actually incorporate nose hairs into their mustache?
It's the worst thing in the world. Totally foul. That is a
hygienic, you could probably, hygienic trimming of nose and ear hair.
No, you've got what she does is she goes in there and yanks and then gives you a scale.
The picture I shared with Mike is, I mean, you could shoot the movie Anaconda in his nose. There's so much going on.
We need a very small camera.
Here's the important thing, Oscar. It's not hanging out.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the thing. And I have known people that actually, there was a guy that that I used to know at my sister's place up in New Jersey, and they made a joke about it before they were having a cocktail party. And they said something to me, this is years ago, don't stare at it when he comes over.
Oh, that's the kiss of death.
I didn't have to stare. It was down to his lip.
Oh.
It was down just hairs coming out. You can see it all the time. You can see it in movies.
I've been at home and I've seen it with my father. Mind you, he's 80.
Yep.
And I'll go upstairs and find the trimmer and walk downstairs and go, let's do this.
And he says, Oscar, do not clone me.
Oscar, this is not funny. I'm like, this is embarrassing.
Now, there are those who
said, just walk down in the middle of the living room. Go ahead.
There are those who say you should have some nose hair to serve as a filter for the air you breathe in.
That's you just read that on the Harley Owners Group.
No, he's right.
No,
the Harley Owners Group.
You want to talk about it there.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, they have
usually
to wear
something. Yeah.
Separate helmets. They have to wear separate helmets.
Okay. Rob's excited.
Is it just wax and rip?
Wax and rip, and she shows me, I don't want to come in here and show you the results, but it's nasty.
Okay. Did she have to take the trash out halfway through the procedure?
No, we're fine. It just hurts. I was going like this. There's one. It's on the right side. Yeah, right there. She got me.
You look good, though.
You do.
Yeah. Nice and clean.
Mm-hmm. Clean as a whistle.
Krusty the Clown. It's intense. So within 24 hours, new gym. I went on the website and I began to cry. I'm scared.
Yes.
Like a kid going to school for the first time. It's like, I'm going to get beaten up when I go in there. Number two, what's the great gift that I got excited about when I was opening, like a little kid, and then I see it's a scale.
Yeah.
And with all due respect to my loving wife, I was not excited. I was hurt.
Well, Mike, cheer up. You know? There's every chance in the world you could end up with your photo on that website.
Yeah.
It'll just say before.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We got to take a break. We will come back with Sound Town.
Take a trip.
And it's wonderful. Nostril wag. I love being married to an esthetician.
Did that hurt?
No.
Anyway, so that's it. We got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Nostril Show.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to The Mike O'Mara Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search The Mike O'Mara Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw, and I'm old.
As anticipated, the Federal Reserve has increased their Fed funds rate by 75 basis points to combat inflation. But what does this mean to you, the average consumer? Huh? With mortgage rates up one day and down the next, let's start that sentence again.
With mortgage rates up one day and down the next, it's more important than ever to work with a company you can trust. My good friend Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial are that company. Mm. And they let me do impressions during their commercials sometimes, like John Lithgow.
This real estate market is different than in the past. And whether you're a first-time home buyer deciding whether to rent versus own, upsizing, downsizing, or anything in between, you shouldn't settle. You should select a team that knows your specific options.
I watched him on The Old Man last night. Oh. And they can get you the absolute best deal for you and your family. Cornerstone has everything you need for your home purchase, including a portfolio of real estate agents that can match you with their years of experience, customer service. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm going to read that sentence the right way, too. All right? Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on. Hold on a second. Cornerstone has everything you need to... Let me try it again. I'll read it verbatim.
Okay.
Cornerstone has everything you need to for your home purchase.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Everything including you need for your home purchase.
Yes.
No, it's not the way it's written. Mm. Hey, it's not the way it's written. Cornerstone has everything you need to for your home purchase. That's the proper way to say it. Mm.
Yes.
It's the way Rob wrote it.
That's the way they wanted it.
Not including really. A portfolio of real estate agents they can match you with. With their years of experience, customer service, and low rate guarantee, why would you call anyone else? Whether a purchase or refinance, call our friends at Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one mortgage company of all TMOS fans. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Now it's time for Town Sound. Sound Town.
Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
You mentioned some of these passings in the news, but I want to touch on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar a few years ago listed some of Bill Russell's achievements, and it's amazing, especially coming from a great player mm-hmm. like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He was the first player ever to win the Triple Crown of basketball championships. He won an NCAA title, an NBA title, and an Olympic gold medal, all within the span of 13 months. In 1966, Bill Russell became player coach of the Boston Celtics, the first African-American head coach in a major professional sports league.
That's just some of them. So safe home, Bill Russell. It's an amazing
Yeah, the college
career.
Record and played a little golfy golf with a guy today, older guy, one of our old guys down there that saw him play in the NIT, which was pretty special.
Wow.
I said, wow, not many people saw Bill Russell play in college. So that's cool. That's very, very cool. And what a champion. I mean, really, what a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
And Pat Carroll, who passed at age 95. Oscar, you would know her probably because she did the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
But her career goes back to like the days of Jimmy Durante. She worked with everybody.
Sitcom person too, right?
Yeah. She was on, was it called Pat's Place?
Okay.
Yeah,
and she did like guest spots.
Lots
on the show.
Of things. Okay. She was a lot of guest star stuff. Yeah.
This one longing to be thinner. That one wants to get the girl. And do I help them?
Yes, indeed.
This poor, unfortunate soul.
Broadway too? Was she a little Broadway?
I think so. Yeah. She got the voice for it. And you also mentioned Nichelle Nichols, who played Uhura on Star Trek. She almost quit the show after the first season. This is a fascinating story I never heard. She felt that she wanted to go to Broadway. She thought it would be better. Mm. But she was one of the first leading roles cast to an African-American woman. She did what was early, like an early fan convention after the first season when she was thinking about whether she wanted to come back. This is a story she tells.
When the organizer came over and said, Miss Nichols, there's someone here. He is your biggest fan, and he's desperate to meet you. I said, certainly, and I stand up looking for a young man who's a Star Trek fan. And instead of fan, there's this face the world knows. And I remember thinking, whoever that fan is going to have to wait because Dr. Martin Luther King, my leader, is walking toward me, not 10 feet away, with a beautiful smile on his face. Yes, Miss Nichols. I am your greatest fan.
Oh, wow. And she says he asked her to stay on to the show because it was good to see an African-American woman in such a prominent position on television. She could reach more people in one episode.
You know, when you're sitting there and you go, who's the celebrity going to be, as we're thinking during the story, it's like, you're not going to get better than that. No. That's pretty iconic right there.
And that's a pretty amazing story. So she will be missed. Safe home. Now, Mike, the Sprite Challenge keeps rearing its head on TikTok, and that's where you down an entire bottle of Sprite and then burp. First guy does a great
burp. Is that where the guy walked into the garage?
No, that was a seltzer challenge, I think.
Okay.
Right. But the Sprite, and although these guys cheated, they used 7-Up.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the same. The guy does a good burp. I just want you to know that the girl next to him, after she left, projectile vomits Sprite everywhere, or 7-Up. And it's just that white foam, you know, that you get. So here's the Sprite challenge.
Oh.
Gross.
So I don't know how you grade those. I don't know if she wins or not.
So the second one was the
that was the
all
yak.
The Sprite came up.
And it was foamy.
Dear.
It was very
Can I hear
foamy.
That first one one more time?
Absolutely.
Good. That's all. Okay, send me that, will you, please?
Yeah, of course.
If you don't mind.
We will isolate it.
Just the first part.
All
thank you.
Mike, let's hear it for Applebee's. Come on over. Taste my face. You know you wanna. Taste my face. You know you need to. Taste my face. You know you gotta. Taste my face. I know you want what I got. Taste my face. Hot, hot, hot. Taste my face. I get a glass of water. Taste my face. I know you want what I got. Taste my face. Hot, hot, hot. Taste my face. I get a glass of water. Taste my face. Cause I'm hot, hot, hot. Mike, do you want to taste the face?
Depends on whose face it is.
Because Applebee's has gotten together with a makeup company called Winky Lux, and they've come out with lip gloss that tastes like all your favorite Applebee's sauces. Ugh, buffalo, gross. Barbecue, that's, Szechuan.
No. Nope, don't want it. No,
but you need it, Mike, if you want to taste the face.
Wow. That's, I mean, barbecue sauce? I mean, that's...
But
if you're eating, like, a barbecue with your loved one and you want to kiss them and you taste their barbecue sauce, that's different.
Aren't
you
know? These low, like, low-level, cheap promotions that get this into radio shows and podcasts across the country? Like, right? Bingo bango.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
that's
if
what
you
want to
taste the face, you got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, this is why the rest of the world hates us.
King Rube will play any of that crap.
Well, as you said, Mike, I'm excited.
I know. You're very excited.
Very excited.
But you write good copy. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't just stop. I mean, just continue.
Let's go. Let's close with this. This is from TikTok. Oscar sent this to me. It's very funny. It's a gentleman, I would say, he's, you know, a dad, 30 or so, comes in and his two girls, one a little
older. It's amazing sometimes when you have the audacity to do that to me after I read copy like I read. My God. But that's okay.
Back to the TikTok.
I'd say the girls are probably 3 and 5, and this dad pulls a pretty great prank. One of the girls is really into it.
Girls, I need you to get your shoes on.
Why?
Because I got to go fight someone, and they have two daughters, and I need you to fight their daughters.
Why?
Are you ready to fight?
Yeah.
You don't want to fight?
How big are these?
They're your size. Can you fight them?
And who size?
Yes.
One of them was-
All right, let's go. Come on.
He's telling his daughters that they got to go fight because he found two other girls that want to fight.
And one of them wanted to, and the other one didn't.
The older daughter is concerned.
Yeah, but
the youngest
one
is literally doing high kicks.
And the thing that pleased me the most about it is, and Oscar said it, and I've watched it about 6 times, is that like a true dad, he starts with, come on, get your shoes on. You need to go fight. So they're, you know, just running. But anyway, so that's why.
And the youngest, running towards the door.
Ready to go.
Makes a beeline left. So she was running to get her shoes to go fight, which is hilarious.
Yeah. Tells you all you need to know, even at that stage, about a kid. That's for sure. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode from Southwest Florida, from Massachusetts, and from Washington, D.C. tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?
So what do I make? Drop my paints and fire a rocket?
Is it no?